Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1.
Galatians 4 nwoma ti na chiche mu baako.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant.
Na me ka se abofra na wom se wodi ade de na kosi se wo ya abofra no one akoa nsunsunie bi anem.
Though he be lord of all.
E wom se wo ye nyame wade nyina mu.
But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father.
Ne mom o se nche kire ase kosi se neja ne mreba so a wo be ma ne kwan.
So you can see from this verse that we are talking about a child that has an inheritance stored somewhere for him.
Now we a train say ye kasafa abofrebia or we dwapade ye die si ho dia ma no.
Every parent directly or indirectly must have a financial plan for the children.
Na bad time bibi biara no e wo se wunya hyehye ye sikasam hyehye sa wo de beto ho ama wo ma.
Your financial plan may vary from the other person's financial plan because of where he is and where he wants to go.
Na abofra bia ne hyehye na abusua bia sikasam hyehye wo mofra ma no e be sesa e be hwe emfia wadi. Adwuma wo pese o ya ne dachi ba bi pempenso a wedu wo mrepa wo pese wo hye sa sikasam hyehye na se wo abofra no ni nyinara e be yesunko.
Even the kind of children you have and the number of children you have, their ages and everything determine the type of financial plan you may have for them.
Na emofra wo emofra dodo awo emfia emofra na di ni nyina betumi akere sikasam hyehye a e wo se wo hyehye ma wo.
In this passage, we see a father who has an inheritance. But we know that not all parents have an inheritance to bequeath their children. But the passage we read is talking about a parent who has an inheritance to offer the child.
Now,
this parent, because of what he has, decided that the child should be put under direction, should be taught, and should be guided until the time that he is able to handle the resources or the wealth.
Na sa papa ya na ba tan woni mse adwapade owo no abofra no so no ntumi hwe ni ye eniti wa makwan se ne ba no onfa nkyerekyere mu onfa titi mu ama emre no so e wose wode sa adwapade ne ya ade a wetumi dia ye.
So this is a man whose financial plan bordered on teaching and guiding the children, not giving them money to invest. The investment and everything have been done. But his financial plan is that what I have for these children must grow in future. So he puts the children under teachers, under tutors, and under guardians that they may guide and teach. When it comes to financial plan, it's not always about money. Information, wisdom, direction is also vital. Attitudinal change is also vital to the future of the children's finances.
Na say e ka sika sam hyehye a e de ma bofra ya nka se bi a sika wo de be sha bofra ne nsa se wo de gye na fa kwoto e tresha bele bi ana se gye na fa ye bibi da bi na mom sa ni pe wo hu se oyade a wan ye ode adwapade ne aye bibi se ya num tresha bele bi a wakoto bi se e school bi na wasi a wasi de si ho ama bofra no na mom sa sa bofra ni ninim de a wo de be ye nti wa man krofo e kirekire no kwan a wonyi a what this sika be ya juma obedi bi odi bi be hwe no ho omo kire ni nimdia obetumi dia kure sika subampa obetumi dia hwe sika no so enete ye ka sika sam chrechre nyese wudi sika mo obi keke na mom nimdia ni nyansa ni akwanchre pa subampa obetumi dia hwe saade no.
So this rich parent is concentrating on the education of the child.
Na sa sika ni na ne ba ne dia wo hwe na disua so
sending the child to formal orthodox school, if you like. so that the child will be taught how to add, how to analyze, how to do comparisons, how to subtract, how to divide. The child must know about money.
Na abofra ne san so pese wo hu sika semuti odina ko school wo hu se de ye de nyoma bubom se de titi film se de chichem se de bracket no se de raise to the power tree amasika no odiye bibia wo hu se de obeye nafa.
And by the way, when it comes to money, you must always have the final say about your own money.
Na se basika semudi a wankasa na eyo wodi a no wo na wo se wutumika asem etwato e wo ho.
There may be experts advising you on what to do and what not to do. At the end of the day, you have to take the final decision.
Nipa betumi a kire wonim de se fa usika yesi ana fa yesi na mo wankasa na wo se wonya tumi wo sika wo wo no so.
Give me a minute, the wind is blowing into the thing. I want to change the microphone.
Na adena se so fa sum na mo kasa no frama na e bo no.
Hello, praise. So we need to know the type of financial plan to embark upon based on where we are and where we're going.
And uti baby aya wana baby aya konene na betrisi kasemishi sheya yebetumi aya diama yehu.
Now, if you do not have inheritance, all you probably may have to do is to send your child to school, even if you didn't go to school yourself.
Ebi awudi ejapade wo ho na sempo wonni ejapade wo ho a nya woni se wodi wabo fra ne beko school sempo sabe wan ko school mpo a fa oba no ko school.
Education is a very vital thing in this life.
Na adisua yade a ehia papa wa abrabo imu.
Education is that which is able to cause poor people to have the same chance as the rich as regards certain heights in life.
Na adisua ene betumi ama wo sikani ba ni ohia ni ba akodun pempenso bia wo munyina ba ye pepepe e wa abrabo imu.
So if you did not go to school much yourself,
se e bia wa wo ye ba tan ni wan ko school enu achi a,
and you don't have buildings to bequeath your children,
a wo ni ajapade a wo di beja wo ma,
don't worry about that.
Man how
your financial plan is to send the girl child to school, to send the boy child to school, and let the child stay in school well enough that if at the end of the child's life you still cannot build a house for your child, I believe that you would have done something quite commendable.
Hallelujah. Would you mean when you have a friend to school? Mia when you have a friend to go to school? Now, simple when you have a friend to say, Diana, Sassy, and Fenya, Bofrana. Ni school na wa ma na kono so ye na sase ni na dwapade enti ma wonko school.
That may be your financial plan.
Enu na betumi aye wa dwapade ana sikasam hihyeye a wode ma wo ba.
Sometimes you cannot afford to send your child to a certain type of school.
E bia na school bi sunku bi wo ha wo pese wode wo ba kono so sikasam no entume moa.
So the child begins at a certain point in education.
Enu ti abofra no abesase wo baabi wo na disuemu.
As you advance financially, do not hesitate to change the child's school and send him to a school that is rich in educating. You see, there are some schools, they only teach you 1+1. There are some other schools, they teach you so many other things. And you may not have taken notice of it, but in some other school, the way you sit, the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you walk is all part of the education they are giving you. So you can see by the way a person sits that he or she went to a good school or did not. Because in some schools, it's part of the education. How you sit in class is as much important as 1+1 equals what. But in some other schools, the way you sit bothers no one else. And so you grow up, you know how to add, but you don't know how to sit. So there are some positions you can't get because when you went to the interview, you sat as you used to sit in the class. And they looked at you and realized that you can't deal with aristocracy.
Merci.
Are you here with me?
Merci.
So all these things are vital in determining the future of your child. The way he speaks, the way she speaks, the way he walks, the way he dresses. All those things are keys. You see, in life, so many things must come together. All things work together. So many things must work together for you to be at a certain point. And sometimes the difference between the guy who got the job and you who did not get a job may simply be the way you dress. It's unfortunate, but it may not be your intellect, but the way you dress. So, when it becomes necessary to send the children to a school that will educate the child much more holistically, spend the money, forget about a house, forget about a car, and send that child to that school and make sure that he's getting the right education. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Ebia na asase no sika semiti school pa wo pese wo de wo ba kɔ no wo fa ne nkɔ enti wo de ne be kɔ school bi ansa na ebia hɔ no ye kyerɛ no where is your headie headie this is my headie headie na ebi so na school bi wo hɔ a forgive ebia na hɔ no ye kyerɛ no where is my headie headie ye wi ani a kyerɛ no sɛde obetena se e de ne nan abɔ so afa wo gyina hɔ an datare obeka hyehyem atwetwe kɔ mabɔ beti ma to so pan mo hu se wagina eno ti fa ne ko school a ye kye no 1 plus 1 he your headi headi na tare so obe se ni ye ama ni bibia di mu e bia na ma ye mpanifo na ma kose mu ko interview interview no mu du ya ye bisa 1 plus 1 pam pam pa obi aka na mom ni pa wo ban ne se de obe bie na no po ayi ano no e kire se we dia boss fata no na ye di post na man eno ti se bia hyasie na bia de na ko headi headi a edu ko kan kakra na de na ko ba bia ye be kire ne se de obe tena se obe gina obe sere afa amen.
Now I heard the story of a man who, when his contemporaries were buying cars and building houses, spent the bulk of his money in educating the children. He actually took them from Africa at a point, sent them abroad to one of the best schools in the world. And today, those children are able to build a lot of houses.
Yeah.
So, you see, you need to have a certain plan in mind. And don't follow what everybody is following. Your financial plan has to be different from my financial plan.
Yeah.
And we all need to determine where we are going and why we are going that way, and be satisfied in the scheme of things. Hallelujah.
Amen. Meaning papa bia ono de mra na na nyonko for talka esi dan no ono de no de ni sika e hwe ne ma no ye ya de ne ma no po figa na kwa brochire e na ko ma ne ma no e ko school wo ho na ene ne ma ne esi ama ne ka ma abroso eno ti e bia hwe wonka sa wo ho ba bi de wo betumi asi ba bi a wo betumi asi esi ma wo ma nafa na ma wani nyi ho na koso sa na dabi dabi wo betwa.
Now, God, as a father, has also got a financial plan for his children. Fortunately, our heavenly father has a lot of inheritance to pass on to us. But he wants us to be under tutors and guardians until the time appointed.
Now, we say, "A church for ni nimdiye for a church ye ekosim pempensua ye bedu se ye bedu mi akra ejapadienu."
Do something about her sound. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9, please turn with me.
Oko Ecclesiastes sa tinum.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 9.
Ecclesiastes tinum chichemun krong.
Solomon, a rich man, had a lot to say about money.
Na Solomon awo yesikani no no wonim die bia opese okasa fe sika ho.
He said so many things and got to verse 9.
O kan yoma bebre no kon chichemu enkon no.
And in verse 9 he said, "Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all."
Wase nukure ni emfaso e wa asase sui eyeye nyina ye dia.
The profit of the earth is for all.
E asase mu anase wiase mu
I want to stop here and speak to those of you who take yourself out of wealth, out of wellness in life, by saying, these people who have got the money, these people who are fortunate, and if they say it in the local language, they say that, "Enum wonsi ayeye." I would say, "Okay, then."
Mercy.
You see, when you begin to speak like this, it shows that you have not been under tutelage. It shows that nobody is guiding you, because the profit of the earth is for all. It's for all. The profit of the earth is for how many people?
All.
It's for, so stop making yourself feel mobber, as though when you speak like that, then you are more humble. Merci. That when you speak like that, then you love Christ more. When you speak like that, then people show pity. Pity doesn't take you anywhere than a land of pity.
Merci.
So don't make yourself mobile, because we have a heavenly father who taught King Solomon, and he's teaching all of us that the profits, the gold, the silver, the diamond, the copper, the platinum, all those things in the earth, the profit of the earth is for you, is for me, is for her, is for him, is for all. You have a choice. Mm. You can include yourself in it, or you can exclude yourself. As Captain Planet's Planeteer said, the power is yours.
Na nyamia sema yeti wo mebu semse o nyamia achedia biara odie gu asasi su eye ye nyina ye dia enti ya na ebinu makase se we num ye sikafo ya munka bi mame ya kase sister we do ye sikani ehe usi we num de sikafo we num de omo obi na we de we yi wo afi sa achedia na wo nyamia edia asasi mo se eye ye nyina dia no na nya wo mobo na wo che na che so wusum nyamie esan se nyamia mo se be ye mobo esan se wo ye kristo ni nti eno ti ja asasem ne kan na wo sa de bibia re wo nyamia bo wa asasi su dia ma ye no eye wo dia eye me dia won kasa wo ye wa dwen se sa adwapade na nyamia dia ma ye no wo mpa na wa fa ni sa na se wo de wo husem dia ene na wo sa wo sesan wo kasa.
Psalm 24 verse 1. Can we all turn there again?
Enyum.
Psalm 24 and verse 1.
Enyum ti edionu na ichichemu baako.
So the profit of the earth is for all.
Enu ti asasisu adipape biara onyamidi egum biara eyeye nyina ayedia.
Then the father of Solomon also has something to say about money and wealth and God.
Ena Solomon ankasa ne papa so owo nimdie bi fa sika nyame ene ahunya ho.
He said the earth is the Lord's.
O se asase eyo nyame dia.
And the fullness of it is for God as well.
Na debi biara ewo mu biara so eyo nyame dia.
The world and they that dwell therein belongs to God.
We are seeing one mu ewo mu nyina so eyo nyame dia.
Somewhere God himself said the cattle on a thousand hills they are mine.
Na baby supo nyankopon ka se emo a ewo bepo no supo no eye me dia.
God said the silver and gold are mine.
Wose sika kokko ni sika ni nyina eye me dia.
So I'm saying all this to say that we have a heavenly father who has a lot of inheritance to bless all of us with. The profit of the earth is for all. So what must you do today? Get yourself under tutors and guardians until the time appointed.
Na me pese ye ti ase se ade bi biara onya me dia se asase so e ya de pe biara ye nyina ye dia na enu ti me yi hu fim na nya mo nya me ka cho se ye be ye den na ye nya kwan ni ye nyini ama se djopade onya me dia ma ye nu ye tumi enya hu bi enu se ye be tena se ma ya kire kire yen na ye di nim die afa ni onya me e dia ma ye nu so.
I show you how.
Na me kire.
Number 1, be willing to have the good of the land.
Ma enya wo pese adepa bi onyame die gu asase su ubenya bi.
Be willing to have it.
Menya wo pese ubenya.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
Isaiah ti ba ku chichemu donkro.
Just write it down. I'll read it for you and then we move on. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing,
sa wo pe,
and obedient,
na wo tia,
you will eat the good of the land.
Enya na asase adepa wo mu ubenya.
So the profit of the air, which is for all, you will eat the good of it if you are willing to eat it.
Enu ti ade a onyame dia so asase mu eyeye nyina ye de na ubenya bi se wo pese wonya bi dia.
In the secondary school there are times we go to the boarding, we went to the boarding house, I'm sorry, went to the dining hall and not everybody was willing to eat.
Na wo secondary school mu se wo koda school ho a emi bi wo ho a wo ko ba bi dia ye didi na aduane a wo ho no nya obi ana na e be pese wo be di.
I remember the first time I saw palava sauce in the secondary school, I thought it was a dropping from a bed.
So for si de di kan ohun kontom refroye e was secondary school no na asa anumane pio pio kakra.
Yeah, because you see we used to have beds, my mother used to rear beds in the house and sometimes when they come out the first dropping it looked exactly like the palava sauce at school.
Na na me mame wonya enuma na enuma na no pa ubie wo mo a eyo mo pio pio de dikan ya ba no eni etum ese palava sauce no ai contemporary fry no hu wo school no.
Because I was used to seeing contemporary fry with akatswa with some oil. It was not like raw green. You can't see, it's just like water green. And I just couldn't imagine it. Is this food? So people were eating, I was not used to it. Now, I understand is one of the best.
Mm.
Now, I was not used to it.
Mm.
I hadn't seen palaver sauce like that before.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I can tell you that is one of the best.
Now, I want to say something. I'm not so far from contemporary for ya. I'm far gushia na se. Kosuya enfremu. And it will work on Tom Refraya San and Anakumetu. Now, Mom, Onyini ye and Aya Kakranwa who say, Kontom Refraya Shen Kahuno, and what do you pa?
Hey, and I saw another type of fish called a rifwa. A rifwa, why in this? I said, what kind of fish is this? They said, it's called a rifwa. Rifwa wachapunina. One from Chum. Is that fish? Is it still in the system?
Mm-hmm.
Erifwa. Oh, I see. Is it near there? But no, ni good reputation. Erifwa, if you were given a rifwa, it meant that Ndamanye.
Now, I do pempen so binena sanka when ya nam passa wo beria. And ye rifwa ni sisi so. Now, se wunya bisana chasa no man kwa ye papa.
So I was not willing to eat a rifwa as well. So I will give my fish to my friends and collect the pepper and eat the kinky with the pepper. That is how life is sometimes. We are not willing to eat. We are not willing to eat. The food may be there, but we don't like it. You may think that everybody would like to have a lot of money or have well enough to be able to spare. But this verse teaches us that we ought to be willing and we ought to be obedient in order to get the good of the land.
So
number one is be willing to eat the good of the land. Number two is be obedient to the Father's instructions. These two must go together in order for us to eat the good of the land. Don't just be willing, be obedient as well. The prodigal son was willing and obedient. However, the elder brother appeared to be obedient and not much willing. Five areas of obedience. Number one, in tithes and offerings. When we talk about tithe, we are talking about an opportunity to honor God. God is particular about the principle of the tithe. So he gave Adam and Eve so many things in the garden. Then he pointed to a tree and said, don't eat fruit from this tree. It's teaching us the principle of the tithe. Where 90% is for you, but 10% is not to be touched. Are you listening to me?
Utie.
I'm like a tutor and a guardian this morning. I hope that through this teaching, your time of appointment will come closer.
I receive it.
One day, a certain man said something to me with all sincerity of heart. He said, life is hard in
Ghana.
Please don't ask your church members to pay tithe. Just receive the offerings. I could see that he was sincere about what he was saying. I understood him from the natural point of view. But the church is not mine, the church is for God.
And
God says that when you bring the tithe, there is a way things will happen for you, because the tithe is an honor. You give honor to me. And God says, I honor those who honor me. Are you here with me?
Yeah.
So tithe is a way of honoring God. Just understand it that way.
Na ne woman is a sorry in your media. Na ne awa ye na sorry ni se. Obiyan fan tutu suo dudu mrananti se. Woye asutie. Na wode san tutu suo dudu anu edima wanyamia. Na chese wudi wanyamini. Na semsu se. Ni awa be dimini no mensu medinini.
Let the people are poor. Let them just give their offerings.
No, see, so for nkrofo no mu nisikan to them amu ma for epe.
They are already paying taxes.
Eh ade awo mutua tax.
So let them bring what they can.
Anu ti ni awo mu betumi no amu famra.
But it's not something I followed.
And so anya ade ami di echire.
Because the Bible says there is somebody who gives and yet he gets more.
Na Bible ma yeti asese obi wo ho a woyima.
Then there's another person who keeps more than is necessary and he becomes poor.
And also obi wo ho so a wodi bebre esie na so okosware ayehiani.
Sometimes people think it's people who don't have, who find it difficult to pay their tithe.
Na ya na bi madwe yo mo se won mo omu ni bi na ebran so mo tu yo mo tutu so dudu.
I can tell you that there are other people who feel that the church does not deserve the tithe on their income. Because their income is so big. And they don't think that a church should be giving that amount of money. So they give an amount that is sizable enough, but it is not their tithe. And to me, this is where the story of the widow's mite comes in. That people gave large amounts, but Jesus said, this poor widow has given more than all others. I don't want to stretch it, but I must mention it. If you are going down in your tithes and your offerings, I want to suggest to you that this is the Father's financial plan. You may not like it. You may not find it easy. But if you can do it, I think the Father will take care of that which concerns you. Some of us, we have done it for so long.
Yes.
It's not something to compromise about or debate about or worry about. Do it. And let God take care of you. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Asama make me can see sudia and say, Amen, my adjunya and say, Be no more moon in Omutia, Womuta, Tomutia pa. No more be a one of my pa, and so I any yes will be twenty to so do. As I say, be an hour, Jibia, best 70,000. Or by just 7,000, Edia, my sorry, we'll be saying, I'm sorry, Saska, baby, one more day, Edding. And Utia, and I had Tima Safono. Nemonia me kanchon se san se yo nyamia samoa en shata ye chire ni die ye fashe wo nyamia nmonyam wo die ye ne wo nyame se ye ye wo famu die.
Number 2, giving to the poor.
Nyatu su mienu se wo de bebe hiafo.
This is God's financial plan.
When you kwan ye wo nyamia shishe se be ya wo su be die
to make you financially strong.
Se wo be ma wo di ye wo sika semu.
Psalm 41 verse 1 and 2.
Enyuma duanan ba ko ntiche mu ba ko ni mienu.
Please turn with me to Psalm 41 verse 1 and 2.
Mpa cho mama ye nko enyum aduanan ba ko.
It's one of my favorite psalms.
Eye ba bi a mani je ho.
It said, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him. The Lord will keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. I think this is a great psalm. Let us read it again. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him. And keep him alive.
Now I'm watching.
Now the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships. But if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling. Counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeted Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.